The Property Show on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, I'm Keith Kam. This week on The Property Show, we are talking to Tan Sri Abdul Rahim Abdul Rahman, the founder and executive chairman of Rahim & Co International, one of Malaysia's largest and most established real estate consultancies. We will, of course, be discussing the latest incentives announced by the government specifically to spur the local property market. And maybe by the end of this, we would have some idea how we can take advantage of the current coronavirus crisis situation. First off, Tan Sri, this COVID-19 crisis that we are seeing, it is obviously going to have an impact on the country's economy. But what opportunities do you see in this environment?
You know, I've been told that the Chinese character crisis consists of two characters that signify danger and opportunity. So we can interpret every crisis to have its own opportunity depending on how you look at it. In terms of real estate, the COVID-19 crisis gave rise to opportunities for bargains from sales. If one remembers the Asian financial crisis in 1997 to 1998, the market saw a surge of non-performing loans. Though the non-performing loans now is at a much manageable levels, this crisis will see sellers who are looking to cash out their properties. However, the true test of resilience will only emerge in the next quarter or two once the moratorium period ends in October. Another opportunity is more incidental in nature, i.e. the adoption of the e-commerce platform with more market players jumping on board.
Now, moving on to the short-term economic recovery plan, Penjana, that was announced last week, you know, they talk about restarting the property sector. The home ownership campaign for residential properties from 300,000 ringgit to 2.5 million ringgit. Now, this was announced. Before we talk about this one, how effective was the first one?
From figures announced by REDA, the number of sales as at September 2019 was 19,784 units, worth some 14.65 billion ringgit. Based on the sales figures, as well as opinions by developers who have done better sales during the HOC 2019, I would say that HOC 2019 can be considered as successful. The latest statistics from Jabatan Penilaian dan Pengurusan Harta, or JPPH, showed that the overhang numbers in fact had reduced in the first quarter of 2020 to 48,619 nationwide from 49,684, that is some 10,000 units in 2019. The total overhang stock is a staggering 34.8 billion ringgit, you know, which is tough for some developers.
So for HOC this time around, what do you expect?
As worded, the reintroduction of home ownership campaign will offer similar benefits and deals as last year's, i.e. the stamp duty exemption, provided the developers are willing to give a 10% discount from the sales prices.
Yeah, and speaking of this 12-month campaign period, it ends in May 31st, 2021. Literally, I think the first 5 months of this year can be a write-off for a lot of people. Everyone's struggling to make ends meet. In terms of success for HOC this time around compared to last time, what do you think?
In the context of the pandemic still going on and job losses expected to grow higher in the coming months, personally, I think the 12-month campaign period is seemingly short for any significant sales boost to occur. I believe the campaign period should at least be extended to 31st December 2021. I hope the authorities are listening to this, to enable buyers to do their research, make their choice, and complete the sale process, which may take longer time than usual with the economic situation that we are now, or the country is now, currently facing. I also believe that the property category under this campaign this time should be extended to the secondary sales as well, instead of just for sales of new units under HOC 2019. Now, this would justify the Prime Minister's usage of the words untuk merancangkan semula pasaran hartanah. That means the pasaran hartanah as a whole, not just confined to the new units. I believe if HOC 2020 is to stimulate the property market as a whole, the stamp duty exemption should also be extended to the secondary sales.
Now, I want to get your thoughts on the exemption of the real property gains tax. What I'm curious about is the intention is, again, to merancakkan pasaran hartanah, to spur the property market. Do you think this would be effective? Because after all, it is a tax on the exchange of property from one person to another. It's not going to create new property. There will be no production. Is this really going to stimulate the market?
Okay, in the past, reduction of our PGT rates have been effective in stimulating the residential market. But this is done coupled with the incentive by what is termed as the DIB scheme, the developer interest bearing scheme. So your comment that it is not going to be effective at all, I would say that in the past, it has been effective in stimulating the residential market. And I expect some improvement, at least, in the sentiment of property buyers and homeowners coming out of this provision, especially in the secondary market, which traditionally accounts for 70 to 80% of our total residential transactions. So, in conclusion, I would say that it will have some effect on stimulating the residential market.
Now, the other incentive highlighted in Banjana is the removal of loan-to-value ratio for the third housing loan onwards for properties priced at a minimum of 600,000 ringgit during this HOC period. Your thoughts about this?
You see, the incentive to remove the 70% loan-to-value ratio for the third residential property financing, I think it seems to be focusing on the primary market purchasers. I think the government has done this to facilitate the take-up rates of the unsold units above 600,000, which accounts for 49, almost 50% of the total overhang stock in the first quarter of 2020. The relaxation of such control would increase banks' financing risk. However, for such cases, it is the job of the banks to be prudent in their assessment of loan applicants, to ensure that these buyers, when they get loans, it is within or they are within their capability to take such loans without overextending themselves. And I think Bank Negara should also continue to play its role in maintaining, which it has done well, maintaining their financial regulation efforts and keeping a close watch and monitor with consistent updates so that we do not face the subprime-like crisis that happened a few years ago.
And as a final thought on these three issues, though, these incentives, wouldn't it have been great if they were introduced like much, much earlier, even before the coronavirus pandemic, to actually spur the market? I don't know, just a thought.
To help boost up the property market is always welcome, especially with, in the few years, in the last 2 years, the lagging it has been the past 2 to 5 years. But on the timing of such incentives, it depends on the objectives for which they are introduced. As I've said earlier, the first HOC was aimed at reducing the overhang of the secondary market and hence its focus on new primary units. For HOC 2020, if we were to judge based on the provided objectives of the short-term economic recovery plan, which is to stimulate the property market and provide financial relief to the home buyers, the incentives may not be enough, especially with the time span, if we were to see it from an overhang perspective. HOC 2020 could continue to address the overhang numbers that are still plaguing our market today.
On the property show today, I'm talking to Tan Sri Abdul Rahim Abdul Rahman. He is the Rahim from Rahim & Co. International and, of course, its executive chairman. In a little while, I am going to pick Tan Sri's brains for some investment insights. This is BFM 89.9, the business station.
The property show on BFM 89.9, the business station.
B BFM 89.9, this is The Property Show. With me today is Tan Sri Abdul Rahim Abdul Rahman, Executive Director of Rahim & Co International, Malaysia's most established real estate consultancies. Now, Tan Sri, before Penjana was unveiled last week, there were already several stimuli announced aimed at helping Malaysians weather the COVID-19 crisis and indeed the lockdowns of all MCOs that we have seen. Let's talk about the loan moratorium first. How do you see this helping the local property market going forward?
See, the loan moratorium also lends a hand to reducing financial burdens for existing mortgage payers during the six-month period. That means they don't have to, there is the loss of job, there is reduction of salary in some cases, and therefore the loan moratorium helps to reduce the financial burdens for existing mortgage payers during the six-month period. This had helped the property owners to manage their commitments during a time when tenants have been asking for rental discounts as they are unable to operate with optimum benefits during the MCO lockdown. Indirectly, by landlords passing down the benefits to tenants as rental discounts or rental deferment, tenants and businesses have a better chance of maintaining their tenancies and employees. Although, as we have heard and we hear people saying that we are seeing many shops closing down and laying off their employees as sales volumes have dropped quite substantially. Now, it does help, you know, payments for mortgage.
Now, I want to discuss now the lowering of interest rates by Bank Negara. I think this sort of goes hand in hand with the moratorium. This ends up putting more money in our pockets, of course, but what kind of impact do you see on the local real estate scene?
Personally, I think it would help only in the monthly mortgage payments. But the lowering, it will not have an immediate effect because people are saying how things are going to go on and so on and so forth.
Now, over to your expertise, the international market. What sort of reaction have you seen from foreigners?
You know, when COVID-19 spread all over the world, country borders or most countries are shut off from outsiders due to the pandemic. So international buyers are limited in their ability to make any purchase. To pursue interest in Malaysian properties is affected. And we have had, personally, as a firm, there's been a halt of any new inquiries for properties in the country, as indeed anywhere else. But the positive part about all this, as we have seen some headlines praising or applauding us or Malaysia in handling the containment, and this one I must congratulate Tan Mohd Yassin through the Director General of our Ministry of Health, we have been successfully achieving high recovery rates and the number of COVID-19 patients have reduced and so on. So I think all this can be seen as incentive for future foreign buyers to consider Malaysia as their next real estate destination for the future.
Do you think we can expect some sort of a pent-up demand from these foreign buyers once borders are open? Do you think they will come back in droves or...?
Not immediately, but I think it will improve the inquiries and so on. And I think Malaysia has always, you know, as far as I know, in the 40 years that I've been in business, investors, whether foreign or local, investing in Malaysia in real estate, very seldom lose money. They may lose temporarily during the 10-year cycle period, but there is always money to be made and opportunities to be made in investing in real estate in the country.
As an added sort of incentive to get them to come back, what do you think the government should do in terms of regulation or taxation or, you know, anything to get them to return?
Actually, we have some of the best laws regarding real estate in this country. Our laws, rules and regulations are good, based on British laws. But what I would say to the government is that we must not change our regulations too often. We must stick to our regulations instead of changing. Our problem is, of course, where we change government, the government tend to change the rules and regulations. This may not look good in terms of investors from overseas, but generally I would say that we have one of the best laws related to to real estate in this country, looking after not only foreign investors, but also local investors from everybody's point of view.
Now, Tansri, overall, analysts are also looking at a rebound of the real estate market in Malaysia. I was just wondering if I could get your take on this, and how long do you think a rebound might happen, or, you know, what sort of timeline do you give it?
Yeah, I think, you know, various economies and internal organizations are forecasting our GDP to make a rebound by 2021. But I personally believe that the real estate market would take a little bit more time, and therefore I would expect improvements in the year 2022. Looking at the crystal ball.
So this is where I want to get some free advice from you to close off this week's property show. And as someone who has been in this industry for nearly a half century, Rahim & Co. was founded 44 years ago. What I would like to know, and definitely everyone listening into, what advice would you have for someone who is thinking of getting into property investment following this COVID-19 crisis?
You know, as a fixed asset, property investment is not only a source of income and profit, but also an alternative form of saving for future difficult times. But the key, as usual, is to having a successful investment, if to have the right choice of property to invest in the right location and at the right time. And when you make that sale, and because when the time comes for you to make that sale of your property must be marketable and desirable, as it can be, as it can be a rival against other homeowners who are also looking to sell their properties. Therefore, the location, timing, and price, and advice from experts when making your investment. Not necessarily us. There are a lot of experts out there that can advise you when you buy a property in order to make it as a form of saving and for future profits. And as I said, you know, we have gone through a lot of problems. I have gone through three recessions during my practice, but I have always noticed that very few people have not made money and profits when they invest in real estate in the country. So listeners, invest in Malaysia. Because, you know, we are a stable country, and investment in property in Malaysia is always good for future profits.
Tansri Rahim, thank you very much. On the Property Show today, I have been talking to Tansri Abdul Rahim Abdul Rahman from Rahim & Co. He is the executive chairman. If you've missed any part of this conversation, download the podcast on the BFM app, which you can find on the Apple App Store or Google Play. We are also on Spotify. I'm Keith Kam. This is BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
The Property Show on BFM 89.9. The Business Station.